Doc Leeson here, the Podcasting Beast. Thursday episode of Debate Amongst Friends, and I had such nostalgia with the Professor John Gotti. Do you recall the EFL?
I remember.
I mean, it was so awesome. I mean, looking back on it, it was just like, wow. But I think this is all brought on by the Pro Bowl, the playoffs, coaches being fired. This is that time around where, you know, Doc was riding high with the Panthers and Jimmy was riding low with the Jets. Jimmy and the Jets. Doc Leeson here, the Podcasting Beast from the East, with the Professor John Gotti, Professor Omega, the cleaner. How you doing there, boy?
Well, I know I'm not supposed to talk about the why.
That's it. You're out of here. You're gone. Black's gone. Black, he's gone.
Okay. Well, sorry, folks. I'm at the game today, so I'm Black's just going to get out of the studio. Black's gone.
Moving on. That guy's been thrown out of here. Oh my God, he's out of here, ladies and gentlemen. But yes, we're moving on to Cincinnati. That guy, he's got to go. He's out of here.
The boss is upstairs, said I had to come back. So
he's back, ladies and gentlemen. A scumbag.
But since I got two texts, and I can say whatever I want, this is going to be a really bad show, though.
Me.
But I am the wise man for your reigning, defending, undisputed podcasting champion of the world, our tribal chief, the head of the table, the sultan of squat, the man who poops ideas all over the place, and they turn into diamond, Los Drunk Gilo himself, Doc. Please. What's going on, man?
Just having EFL dreams, man. I don't know. I don't know the videos, the social media for gaming amongst friends, even the old division clips.
It inspired you to want to get back into it. And
I hate it,
EFL
though.
Was great. I think it became too much at the time.
Yeah.
But what we always talk about, and we talk about a lot off the podcast, you learn from your failures and become better from it. And I think if Doc El Idolo decided to bring back the resurrection of the elite football league, I think it would be astounding. Dare I say, very esport worthy, potentially.
Potentially. But the people had to go to Gaming Amongst Friends to see that. Not Debate Amongst Friends, but Gaming Amongst Friends social media, the Instagram page or Facebook page, to see those old EFL clips. And you, the people, let me know if Doc Leeson, the Podcasting Beast, should bring that back. You know, but
I don't have the shirt, but you know, maybe it's time for you to run it back. He ain't happy about that. Run it back.
But we have a lot of different things to cover here. We have the top five draft picks right now, the new order. Number one.
Let's wait until next week for that. Let's wait.
You want to wait until next week?
Yeah, let's wait.
Okay, you think it's going to change?
Either it's not going to change or it's going to change completely drastically. But like, let's wait until next week. Let's wait. Let's wait until we head into the last two seasons, the penultimate.
Well, let's talk about the opposing side then, the playoff clinching scenarios.
Yes. So this now begins week 16, and we already have one team that clinched. Congratulations to the Green Bay Packers. We have seven teams
that team
that could potentially clinch either a playoff berth or even the division title. In the AFC side, we have the Kansas City Chiefs as they head over to Pittsburgh this weekend. I'm not going to go throughout the whole spiel. I'm just going to talk about the scenarios.
Sure. Now.
They can clinch the division if they win and go Chargers go, loses or tie. Or if they somehow tie with the Steelers and the Chargers lose. They will clinch a playoff berth if they win. So if they win, they're in.
Sweet.
If they tie and Buffalo loses or Indianapolis loses.
You might as well not even go through those.
Or Cincinnati versus Baltimore does not end in the tie.
You know, dang well Kansas City is not tying with Pittsburgh. Why don't we just knock it off? They shouldn't even put those up there.
They have to put it up there. Mathematically, hey, it is possible.
Congrats, Kansas City, on clinching at least the playoff berth.
The second team, the New England Patriots, facing against the Buffalo Bills. The various scenarios, they can clinch the AFC East division title by winning and the Dolphins losing or tying.
They guess what? The Dolphins are playing the Jets, I think. The Dolphins are playing the Saints.
Yeah, I was like, no, they played the Jets last week.
That's the New England so lucky then.
New England will clinch a playoff berth if they win and the Raiders lose or tie and the Chargers lose or the Colts lose or tie and Cincinnati loses or Indianapolis lose or tie and Baltimore loses and Pittsburgh loses or tie or Indianapolis lose or tie and the Chargers lose, or Baltimore loses and Cleveland loses or ties, or Pittsburgh loses or tie. That was a mouthful, but that is a lot.
It was, and it's only going to get worse, actually.
Tennessee clinches the AFC South division if they win and the Colts loses. They will clinch a playoff berth with a win. I'm going to say some of them, and I'll get to what's different between the two. Sure. So, if they win Miami loses or ties, Buffalo loses.
You could just say Miami. So is this plus or these are not ors? These are pluses.
These are pluses. Yes.
Oh my God.
And then I'm going to use the or at the end. Buffalo loses. Denver loses or ties. Cleveland loses or ties. And Pittsburgh loses. And if you take all that outside of Pittsburgh or Baltimore loses or tie.
I was going to say, I think you should just skip the ties and just go straight to losses.
And then watch we have like a week 16 tie. I'm like, Doc, I told you.
I don't think so.
Don't forget about the ties.
I don't think so. So the NFC, we got the Green Bay Packers. Congratulations to them, the NFC North Division title holders. But moving on here, we have the Arizona Cardinals, who will clinch a playoff berth with an Arizona win, or a Philadelphia, San Francisco, Minnesota, New Orleans, a loss. You see that? You see how that works? We're going to skip this tie. There's a lot of pluses in here. I don't like it, but
because Philadelphia. It goes down to like tiebreakers and mathematical formulas around it.
Pretty much. But when you look at it, so if Philadelphia loses, and then San Francisco, which I don't know why Philadelphia would be this grand. Did Philadelphia beat Arizona this year?
No.
I don't understand why this. I could see some of these other teams, but I don't really understand why Philadelphia holds so much weight here. But if all those teams lose, we've got Arizona clinching a playoff berth, but it's Philadelphia plus San Francisco, Philadelphia plus Minnesota, Philadelphia plus New Orleans, or Minnesota plus San Francisco, Minnesota plus New Orleans, or New Orleans plus San Francisco. So the Arizona Cardinals probably have the best opportunity to clinch. They just have to win. They have to win versus the tough Indianapolis Colts in Indianapolis.
Yes.
Yikes. Moving on here, we got them Dallas Cowboys clinched the division the NFC East division with a win, of course, and or a tie. A Philadelphia loss or a tie. Dallas clinches at least a tie and strength of victory tiebreaker over Philadelphia. Dallas clinches a... Wowie, look at this. Dallas clinches a playoff berth with a New Orleans loss or tie, a San Francisco loss, or catch this, a Tampa Bay win.
Yep.
Yikes. Here we go. So we got the Los Angeles Rams. The Rams clinch playoff berth with a win, of course. And then they also have to rely on Philadelphia losing and New Orleans losing. Tampa Bay clinches the NFC South division with a win or a tie or a New Orleans loss.
Congratulations on the Buccaneers for winning the NFC South.
Easy, killer. Easy. Easy. Easy.
Carolina, I'm calling my shot.
No slouches. No, no, no. We're not doing that. But Tampa Bay clinches playoff berth with Minnesota loss, Philadelphia, and a Philadelphia loss. Minnesota lost and a Dallas win, so we need the Cowboys to win as well as they do need us to win. And then Minnesota lost plus Dallas clinches at least a tie. They have the tiebreaker over Philly, which is so dumb. But I mean, those are the scenarios there, boyo. I mean,
I'm hyped.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. I'm pretty happy with what's going on there. I mean, that's a lot going on.
Yeah. Who would have known, 3 weeks ago that we would only have one team clinching by the end of week 15.
True. Everybody would have probably had the Bills in there, had a whole bunch of teams in there, but they've just been struggling so much these last couple of weeks. But let's take a quick break, because we have a lot to go through, and let's come back briefly after this short intermission of a song.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen, and this podcast is clear.
I thought you were gonna go. This podcast on fire.
Oh, there we go.
I thought that's what you were doing. Come on, that's not fair. That's not fair. Come on. I thought that's what was happening. Are you serious right now? Be serious.
Yes.
Come on. But we're back here, taking a quick break here. Now we're going to head over to the 2022 complete NFL, AFC, and NFC Pro Bowl rosters revealed. We had some wins. We had some losses. We had some people who felt some folks were snubbed. Starting in the NFC, we got Aaron Rodgers, the quarterbacks, Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, and Kyler Murray. Aaron Rodgers getting the start, which that could be tomato, tomato. I mean, I'm not 100% sure about that, but
I mean,
shout out to A-Rod. Yeah. Hopefully, Tom's not there, right? For running back, which is now the running back is pretty surprising. We got Dalvin Cook, James Conner, and Alvin Kamara. I'm pretty shocked at Kamara being that he missed so much time. But I'm not 100% sure as to who else would be there. I would have to look at the stats and everything. But this is probably the lowest I've seen Kamara on the running back list in the Pro Bowl. So.
And because he did miss a couple of games as well, which doesn't help.
Yeah, he did. Next, we have Cooper Kupp, the wide receiver group. Cooper Kupp, Devontae Adams, the rookie, Justin Jefferson and Deebo Samuel making the cut. This is pretty good. We'll talk about the snubs afterwards, but this is a pretty good list of receivers there. I'm trying to think of another NFC receiver that could have been here. Obviously, you know, as I mentioned yesterday, Michael the Horse Gallup, CD, Mary Had a Little Lamb, and Amari hanging with Mr. Cooper. I mean, they're formidable receivers in Dallas. They just dropped so many passes, man.
Yeah, especially the past couple of weeks.
Yeah. And
I don't think that helps at all. But again, all these receivers could not be there if, you know, they found their way to the Super Bowl.
True, true. The offensive attack, the tight ends, we have George Kittle. And then we have rookie Kyle Pitts. Pretty solid season. That he took him some time. He was pretty slow getting in there. But shout out to Kyle Pitts making it, living up to that hype. The two starting offensive tackles, Trent Williams, and the second-year pro, Tristan Wirfs from the Bucks. And then third, Tyron Smith. I mean, all T's, no Y's. Right? Trent Williams, Tristan Wirfs, Tyron Smith.
I don't even know what you're talking about, but I think Tristan Wirfs absolutely deserves to be in there.
He's a beast. Definitely a solid pick. Hopefully he's a buck for his whole career. He'll only get better as time goes on. At the guards, we got Zach Martin and Brandon Schreff holding it down. Then we got Ali Marpet at number three. Ali Marpet, very, very solid guard. And at center, you got Jason Kelce. And
Jason
Ryan
Kelsey's
Jensen.
Real solid. Ryan Jensen. I still think the Buccaneers did a great job as far as the offensive line this year. Outside of a few outlying, you know, cracks, you know, usually due to injuries or something like that.
But. Right. They have done a good job. I don't know what they're going to do with Ryan Jensen moving forward because I think this is his contract year. Do they bring him back? You know, so on and so forth. But, I mean, we'll see. And we got Kyle Juszczyk. For the 49ers fullback, the Juice. That's why I was saying yesterday they had him as a running back, and I'm like, he's definitely
he's a fullback.
Yeah.
He's like one of what? How many fullbacks are in the league right now? It ain't that many.
Probably six.
Like, he literally is like the only, I want to say probably like one of maybe four fullbacks in the NFC.
Yeah. Yeah. But on the defensive end here, defensive ends, Nick Bosa, the Bosa boys, Brian Burns from the Panthers, and Cam Jordan from the Saints head off the defensive ends. The interior linemen, we got Aaron Donald, Jonathan Allen, and Kenny Clark, which is pretty awesome. Kenny Clark, definitely a great player. Outside linebackers, we got Chandler Jones, who absolutely tore up the league this year, Robert Quinn, and Shaquille Barrett. Inside middle linebackers, we got Micah Parsons and Bobby Wagner. Micah Parsons, not 100% sure about that one because he plays a little outside and a little inside. I mean, he definitely should make it, but that's a, I don't know. That's a tough one. It's a tough one. Does he deserve to take another middle linebacker slot? I'm not 100% sure, but he definitely deserves a slot, and I think that's the only way to put him in there is that middle. Cornerback, obviously, Trevon Diggs.
Of course.
Beast. Jalen Ramsey.
Beast.
Darius Slay. Yeah, they're all monsters. Marshawn Lattimore. Free safety, Quandre Diggs. And two strong safeties, Buda Baker and
Buda
Harrison.
Buda Baker and Harrison Smith. Both solid.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Long snapper, Josh Harris. Punter, Brian Anger. Oh, my God. Matt Gay is the kicker. Wow. Both kicker and punter are former Bucks.
Yep.
So crazy. Return specialist Jakeem Grant and special teamer J.T. Gray. I don't know what special teamer really means, but I guess that's the guy that runs down.
Yeah, one of the gunners. shout out to them, though, for giving Pro Bowl honors to someone on the special teams like that, though. Like,
I mean, I don't even know how you would even. I guess the person that makes the most tackles, maybe, or whatever.
Yeah, who probably has the most impact.
Even the most kickoffs result in touchback. But that's neither here nor there. That's neither here nor there. John Gotti, go over the AFC, please.
Well, for the quarterback position, we have Justin Herbert of the Chargers, Patrick Mahomes, and Lamar Jackson, with Justin Herbert being the starter. What are your thoughts on that?
Sorry, I got caught up with Lamar Jackson being the third. Sorry.
I mean, those have been listening to us throughout the whole season knows where we are with Lamar Jackson. Do we think that he's, you know, Broadway with his talent? Absolutely. Do we think he should be on the Pro Bowl list? Absolutely not.
I mean, I just look at other quarterbacks that could have been there.
Like?
Broadway Joe Burrow.
I wouldn't disagree with that. He having a excellent second year.
Honestly, even in a few struggling weeks, I still would have probably put Josh Allen there.
Yeah. Yeah. Although it would have been apropos, they'd be like, hey, we should put him at running back because, the whole Lamar Jackson situation. Anywho, at running back, we have Dotson MVP.
I even would have put Derek Carr there.
I can see that. Again, we'll talk about the QB index.
We dang will. We dang sure
will. We will. So in running back, we have Docs MVP, Jonathan Taylor, Nick Chubb, and Joe Mixon. I don't have an issue with this.
None.
Wide receiver, we have Tyreek Hill, Ja'Marr Chase, both starters, Stephon Diggs, and Keenan Allen.
Nice.
Still, nice. No issues there. And tight end, we have Mark Andrews as the starter and Travis Kelce.
I mean, come on.
Travis Kelce only started to get going the last couple of weeks. I have to put Mark Andrews as the starter. Now, whether or not he'll get as much burn as Travis Kelce is going to get if they actually both, end up in the Pro Bowl game, that's a totally different story. Offensive tackle, we have Rashawn Slater, Orlando Brown, and Deion Dawkins.
I like those three.
Offensive guard, we have Quentin Nelson. Really best. Solid. Joel Bitonio. Ooh, I got that right.
You did. You killed it.
And Wyatt Teller. Two Browns for the offensive guard.
Who both got extensions this year. Very well deserved.
For center, we have Corey Linsley, who's starting, and Ryan Kelly.
I like Ryan Kelly a lot.
Yeah. Fullback, we have Patrick Ricard.
One of the other six.
Okay, we're probably going to need to get Chris to give us an actual list of all the fullbacks in the NFL right now. On the defensive side of the ball, or defensive end, we have Myles Garrett, Max Crosby, both are the starters, and Trey Hendrickson.
Very, very good.
Very solid. Can't get upset with that. Interior lineman, we have DeForest Buckner, Chris Jones, both starting, and Cameron Hayward. I don't have an issue with that.
DeForest Buckner, I mean, I worried about him leaving the 49ers, but
he's shown that he can still, produce.
And he's a guy that, came in from Oregon. You remember he had the big issue coming into the draft.
Well,
we
they also had the same issue with LeGarrette Blount too.
True, but LeGarrette Blount almost screwed LeGarrette
Blount. outside linebacker, we have T.J. Watt, Joey Bosa, both starting, and Matt Judon.
That's a great list. That's a great list.
Yeah, that's insane. Middle linebacker, we got Darius Leonard starting, and Denzel Perryman.
Yeah, I'm not sure who the other middle linebacker would be if it wasn't those two. So
I don't know either. Cornerback, we have J.C. Jackson, Xavier Howard, both starting, Denzel Ward, and Kenny Moore the second.
Solid.
Free safety, we have Kevin Byard.
Mm-hmm.
Strong safety, Derwin James as the starter, and Tyron Honey Badger Matthew.
I'm glad he's still doing it, man.
Yeah. Special teams for the AFC. Long snapper, we have Luke Rhodes. Punter, we have AJ Cole.
Baby!
That was good. I can't get mad about that. Place kicker, of course, it's going to be Justin Tucker. Come on, man.
The tech.
Return specialist, we have Devin Duvernay.
Duvernay. Mm-hmm.
And special teamer, we got Matthew Slater.
I can understand Slate. I mean, that's your 2022 Pro Bowlers. I mean, let's look at these quote-unquote snubs. So the first one here is the center for the AFC, David Andrews from the New England Patriots. Obviously, Ryan Kelly was the selection as the second, you know, reserve or the backup center. I mean, I like Ryan Kelly. I like the whole offensive line for the Colts. So It's hard.
Yeah. Like he has to, you know, be the outside looking in in this case.
I'm actually surprised that more Colts offensive linemen aren't on the list.
Mm-hmm.
But when you look at the Patriots, I think, you know, they don't have that run number, right? Yep. They don't have those numbers. So it makes sense that a center at, you know, in a system where they run the ball more would work out better for them.
I agree with you, actually.
But next, again, Joe Burrow.
We literally just talked about that.
Come on. I'm fully aware Jackson is more than just a passer, right? In this little blurb here.
I mean, you just have to throw that in there, right?
Right. But I just think that Joe should be here.
I completely agree with you. And again, we like Lamar. You know, we'll shake his hand, whatever, but we're going to be completely in the middle when it comes to our critiquing of talent in the NFL. Right.
Next, we got Austin Eckler. Again, it's hard. Jonathan Taylor, obviously, no. Yep. Joe Mixon, probably not. Chubb, maybe. Because he missed some games.
Eckler missed some games, too.
And that's why he's not on the list.
Yep.
Leonard Fournette, he gets a lot of tutties.
He does. But now he's hurt, so.
True.
That's probably why they didn't bring one in. Just because he's hurt.
That's what I'm thinking, too. Same with Chris Godwin. But
yeah, Chris Godwin would have been legitimately. I would, you know, not have an issue with you being completely upset if, you know, if he was healthy and not out for the season and he became a snub.
Yeah.
Because the same thing could be said about Derrick Henry. Like, honestly, him and Jonathan Taylor going after the rushing title this year would have been, you know, must-see TV.
I think it's for those just so who funny. He hasn't played since week 8, and he's still
in the top 5 in rushing.
Yep.
Because nuts. A lot of teams don't rush the ball.
That's so crazy. But obviously he hasn't played in a minute.
Yeah.
Okay. Yannick Ngakoue. I don't know. I think it's just a name. I mean, obviously they got Max Crosby the nod. And, you know, obviously Ngakoue has more sacks, but we're talking about, you know.
But five. That's sacks due to, you know, the attention that Max Crosby is getting, though.
Yeah, something like that. I mean, but it also says here at the end, Crosby's been better against the run and a more complete defender. So, I mean, that makes more sense. But I imagine Ngakoue is going to play hard. Kenny Ngagwu, who, it's so funny because I'm playing Madden and they have him at wide receiver or kick returner. He's actually my starting running back. I decided to go young.
That's interesting.
And play this young man. That's how I know how to say his name. Because I was like playing. I'm playing a game with him. Very solid running back. But Jakeem Grant, I mean, if it's not going to be Cordell Patterson, then it's got to be Jakeem Grant. I mean,
yeah. Does Cordell Patterson still return kicks?
I believe so. I honestly don't think he's that great.
He's also playing on the Falcons too, which doesn't help either.
Yeah, I don't know why. I mean, yes, he has 1,400 yards total combined, but I mean, when he's like the only weapon outside of Pitts that they really have, I mean, no disrespect to some of the receivers over there, but
I mean, Calvin Ridley's still there too.
I mean, no disrespect to the receivers over there, but getting rid of Julio was like one of the worst things they could have ever done.
It is the Falcons.
Then we got interior defensive lineman Jeffrey Simmons. Again, Buckner and some of those other guys. Like, no, I just can't see that happening.
Yeah.
And again, I mean, safety, Justin Simmons. Safety could have went either way, I would say.
Yeah, I would say safety, you could probably have a few people that you could put on there. Yes, Justin Simmons is definitely having a great season. And he just signed an extension too with the Broncos too.
True.
But I mean, safety position could have been up in the air.
We could just skip over Matthew Stafford. You could just stop.
It's like, I don't want to talk about that crap.
Yeah, you could just stop it. Matthew Stafford, although he outplayed some of these play people, you know, he won some of those games. It's just the games that he didn't win or the games that he struggled in.
I would have only been upset if he made it to the list and Cooper Kupp did not.
I can understand that. Patrick Surtain, the second. I can agree that he should have been in over Denzel Ward. I don't know about AJ Terrell. The Falcons, again.
It's hard.
They play a lot of defense.
Yeah, like it's hard. Yeah. It's hard. And I understand it, but unfortunately, like, you also have to take in, you know, how much time you're on the field, and they're on the field a lot.
True.
They're on the field a lot.
Big time a lot. And lastly, we got J.C. Treader, the Cleveland Browns center. They could have went with the trick shot, right? The trick, triple hat, trick hat. How many hats is it?
Hat trick.
Hat trick. There you go. Triple OG, triple.
Triple sauerkraut. Let's go.
Yeah. But I think Ryan Kelly, I just think, I don't know. I mean, it could have went either way, I think, with this one. But when you look at that Colts running attack,
It's hard to try to deny it because they're producing results.
And some of the other people, just to name a few, Eric Kendricks, the linebacker from the Vikings, easily, and that kind of goes with that Micah Parsons thing I was telling you about. Devondre Campbell, linebacker. I don't think Mike Williams or Deontay Johnson not doing that. Kirk Cousins, why don't we just stop?
No.
I don't think any of the other people. No, I'm sorry. No. Maybe these people will be very notable, like notable replacements of replacements.
Yes.
You know, but Johnny, really quickly here before we get into the QB index, Washington is regaining the Heineken back for their matchup versus them boys.
They want to play spoilers, that's why.
They do. I wanted to bring to your attention.
Okay.
Trent Williams being able to return. They released an article today. Him being able to return to the NFL is one of the top tackles after being diagnosed with a terminal cancer prognosis here. I mean, he has come in. I mean, he took off a lot of years of football. You know, obviously was with the Washington Oldskins. But there's a documentary out called The Silverback, which I'm looking forward to seeing. The Trent Williams story, which, of course, talks about his recent battle with cancer and his return to the gridiron. I don't mean the gridiron gang. But I'm looking forward to, you know, seeing this documentary. And I'm happy. I'd be also interested to see, you know, where he landed on that. Actually, let me go back. Actually, he was in the Pro Bowl, wasn't he?
It's about, was he ever in the Pro Bowl? Probably.
No, wasn't he in, he was in Trent. I think he was a starter. Let me go back now. Now I gotta go back. Trent Williams, Tyron. Was it another T? Yeah, he did. Yeah, so that's what makes it. That's what I just said. You said no. Oh, you know what?
I can't get a third tech.
Trent Williams, the amazing story of him returning back to glory and actually making the Pro Bowl. That's
fantastic. Yes.
Prof is not on his game. Must be the New York on his shirt today, ladies. And I don't know. Oh, my God.
Well, I mean, if it was at New Jersey, it would have been fine.
Let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back with the QB Index. And lastly here, we got the QB Index, as well as the Thursday night preview. We got number one, Aaron Rodgers, overtaking, you know, that number one spot. Definitely been playing pretty dang well, despite the toe that's supposedly holding him back. But
yeah, it's gonna hold him back to earn another freaking MVP.
I don't know.
To quiet a lot of naysayers.
I think if everything that you said this season comes into fruition, Jonathan Taylor will win the MVP.
I feel like they're gonna give him the offensive player of the year just so Aaron Rodgers can get the, and I think I said that last week actually.
Even though statistically, I mean, Tom is still better right now. And that at number two, you do have Tom Brady, who did struggle. You know, obviously the Saints went ahead and made sure that the Bucks, you know, didn't win MVP and get home field advantage on their account. But I would say that he is doing a great job, obviously, at the age of 44, we know. But number two, you know, I think he's doing really good. You know, racked up about 15 turnovers right now, but he's doing a great job managing the game. And moving on. Number three, we have Kyler Murray. Obviously, they lost to the Lions, so I'm surprised that he's still here, but I don't think it was all on him. Like I said, the Lions, I think, as you mentioned, is a tough, scrappy team, a team that, you know, is probably the best now 2-11-1 team in the history of losing teams. Kyler Murray just wasn't comfortable back there. And the Lions were able to get
he was honestly kind of pulling Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl. He's kind of running for his life out there, which is kind of weird.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird.
I get it. Next, we have Justin Herbert, who within his own right, I mean, if you take away – you know, the Kyler Murrays, the Aaron Rodgers, and the Tom Brady's. Justin Herbert's number freaking one or number two right now. And he's really dominating. I mean, despite, everything.
Outside of that one really, really bad week, you know, and I think every single quarterback in the top five had at least one really, really bad week. You know, Justin Herbert, the top five QB in the league.
Yeah. We got number
just
five.
Looking here. At him and not the whole team, ESPN.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Number five here, we got Matthew Stafford. Number five is a pretty good, you know, good spot for him. I mean, he throws his occasional little interception. Like I said, he got Cooper Kupp out there running wild.
And I think he's getting more comfortable with OBJ as another weapon too, which
agreed.
You know, now they're getting towards the end of the season. They're trying to clinch a playoff berth. Like, this is around the time where teams like the Rams want to start getting hot.
True. Hopefully they don't. Number six here, we got Joe Burrow, which I said, you know,
Herbert, put him in there.
Yeah, they'll always be around. He has thrown a lot of interceptions, but really this is his first full season.
Yes.
Even this season, I think he's been out a couple games, right? Has he been missing any games this season?
No, but he did get hurt.
He did. He took a big shot.
Yes.
So, I mean, hopefully he can stay healthy, but, I mean, so far, not bad. You know, him and, again, Herbert, pretty much really close and on par.
Yeah.
A missed game or two.
Would you say that this might end up being the modern day version of Brady and Manning?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
I had to add the little clickbaity question for the folks out there.
No, I think it would be something else. I don't know what it would be, but it'd be slightly different. These guys are good.
I'll ask you tomorrow. That way, Doc can think about it over the day.
How about you ask me in 5 years? 5 years, yeah. 5 years sounds good. Because you never know. I mean, number seven, Josh Allen.
I will put a reminder.
That's fine.
Okay, I'm just saying, I'll end up getting a tech for it, but you're like, man, that's 5 years, man.
Hey, Alexa, 5 years from now, ask me who's better between Joe Burrows and freaking Justin Herbert. You know?
Okay, Doc. Would you like for me to remind you?
Number seven, Josh Allen, who easily could be, again, in that Pro Bowl running.
Yep.
He definitely dominated the Bucks in that second half of the game and then decided to, you know, get a tune-up game.
The only thing that hurts him is, you know, his offensive line not doing a good job protecting him.
True. Number eight, we got Patrick Mahomes, who is Mahoming with the State Farm, you know, discount that we talked about yesterday.
These shoes just ran out.
Right. Exactly. The Patrick Mahomes price.
I mean, I just want to hang out with sneakerhead Mahomes for a little bit. I can learn a little bit more about sneakers. Sheesh.
I'm just trying to get to the gym. We got Derek Carr, number nine here, hanging in to the top 10. Again, easily could have been in the Pro Bowl over Lamar. That was a rough game. Obviously, COVID running wild.
Corona chain.
Yeah, it's running wild, and he's able to manage the game. I think the Raiders have been just hanging in, as Jay Rich said. Every week, I feel like the Raiders are trying to kill me. And then at number 10, which, again, that game against the Giants was really no good.
Yeah.
This is no good. I mean, they didn't have a play over 20 yards, which
the offense looked bad.
They could have had plays over 20 yards, but his receivers just kept dropping
the ball.
So it was pretty rough. But just want to take a quick look here at some of the other notables here. Number 11, Kirk Cousins. I mean, Kirk is just managing the game. He's doing a great job managing the game, but I would question his future in Minnesota after this year or whenever his contract is up. Mac Jones, I'm surprised, went up. Because
I think it's more because of the poise under pressure for him.
Somebody must have dropped tremendously. I don't see anybody who dropped tremendously, but I'm surprised there. Russell Wilson even went up one.
Yep.
And I don't understand that either. But yeah, that's a rough one here. Johnny, let's go to the Thursday night game.
Sure.
We got San Francisco. We got Tennessee. Johnny, who do you got?
I'm going to go with the 49ers. I can't trust Tennessee's offense.
Tennessee still. Hold on, Baby Got Back is playing again.
Oh my gosh. Go. I feel like that should be a tech.
It was. It's a commercial for freaking Discover on NFL Channel. It's playing in my ear. I couldn't resist the urge to say it. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. But the 49ers have the 12th ranked offense, the 6th ranked defense, the 13th in passing, 7th in rushing. The Titans are 17th in offense, 10th in defense, 23rd in passing, and 4th in rushing. Oof, this is a tough one. I mean, like, I was going to pick the 49ers as well, but I feel like that could screw us in the long run.
Kind of like what happened with us with the Washington football team game?
Exactly. I feel like the 49ers should win. I'm going to go with the 49ers as well. We'll see if they can bring it home.
I have a tech in the back of my pocket waiting for you after this game.
I didn't even do anything. Is it because I'm choosing the 49ers?
No, because you're getting a little jinx.
Oh, my God. I didn't jinx anyone. But, Johnny, I know. The people heard this podcast on their favorite podcast platform. But if they didn't, they can always go to our website at www.debateamongstfriends.com to review this episode as well as all the previous. Be sure to tune in tomorrow as we go over this Thursday night game, as well as deliver you the news, the analysis, and the reads.
Eat. Sleep. Poop, conquer, repeat.